few weeks ago, I was tucked snugly into my bed, eyes closed, attempting mightily to fall asleep, when a loud crash echoed from outside my home. I sat up quickly, listening for more clues about what the sound could have been. I heard nothing. I sighed, knowing that my already vain attempts to sleep were now well and truly dashed. I set my feet on the floor to investigate the noise. When I arrived downstairs, I grabbed my flashlight and walked out my door. In the dark of the night, the bright light shone on what appeared to be many, many eyes. As my own eyes adjusted to the light, I could see four raccoons staring intently back at me from the area surrounding the trash can they had knocked over. While I was initially annoyed to be both awake and outside in the middle of the night, I remembered that raccoons are very cool animals, and this small interaction would make a great intro for the nature of things. Thanks, raccoons. The European colonizers who arrived on the eastern shores of North America adopted the English name raccoon for the chubby mask-wearing animal from the native Powhatan language. In his list of Powhatan words and phrases, Virginia colony leader John Smith listed the word arukon to describe what we now call raccoons. The translation from the original Powhatan literally means the one who rubs, scrubs, and scratches with its hands. Raccoons are the largest member of the procyonid family, which includes other members like kinkajous and coatis. All have been considered smaller cousins of modern bears. This similarity was not lost on the Germans. The Germans fondly refer to raccoons as Waschbär, which in typical German fashion translates quite literally to wash bear, due to the raccoon's habit of handling and washing its food before it eats. Unfortunately for the Germans and modern bears, it is now believed that the procyonid family is more closely related to mustelids like minks, wolverines, badgers, and weasels than bears. Both the Powhatan and the Germans noted the raccoon's penchant for using its hands, and for good reason. The raccoon's sense of touch is its most important feature. Their front paws are designed to be hypersensitive to allow the raccoon to explore their physical world. Raccoons are able to recognize objects simply by touching them, and their brains are wired to process this tactile information and prioritize it. Although raccoons are thought to be colorblind, they do possess good night vision, and hence are mostly nocturnal omnivores. Their diet consists of bugs, grubs, plants, eggs, birds, and amphibians. Of course, as the raccoon's natural habitat shrinks due to human development, they aren't above eating trash, or in this case, some old big ziti at 2 a.m. It was thought that raccoons are solitary animals, but it has since been discovered that they have a complex social network. Raccoons engage in gender-specific behavior beyond mating. Related females will share a common area, and males will team up during the mating season to defend against other males and predators. The raccoons I saw in the wee hours of the night may have just been a few ladies out for a night on the town. The thing that sets raccoons apart for me is their intelligence. Due to their built-in bandit mask, we humans tend to think of raccoons as clever, devious tricksters. And we should, because they are just so darn smart. Numerous studies have been conducted to determine how intelligent raccoons are, and the raccoon overperforms nearly every time. Studies have shown that raccoons can open complex locking mechanisms with their clever paws and remember the solutions to the puzzle like this for up to 3 years. Raccoons also have the ability to determine item quantity. A study showed that they were able to distinguish boxes containing 2 or 4 grapes from those containing 3. Neuroscientists have proven that raccoon intelligence is on par with many primate species. And that's why I was thrilled to be able to have a brief moment with them in my backyard. You can learn more about our native plant and animal species by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.